Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
CJ Stroud. I'm gonna strain my damn shoulder trying to reach around this big ass head I got to pat myself on the back. I told y'all, when that sucker wasn't practicing, they over there weren't talking about wanting to, oh, well, it's just everybody's on their own schedule, you know, their own schedule, their own physical schedule, or whatever the hell Nick Caley tried. Nick Caley, boy. D'Amico has it down, but Nick Caley, he really struggled with that damn line.
Yeah, he had a couple of relative twos and in there. You know, he pulled that systems
and processes.
Yeah, he pulled that old Nick Casario on us. Oh, that, man, word salad.
I'm telling you, and to me it is just so damn silly. It is so silly when they get up there and the quarterback, your starting quarterback with a new offensive coordinator in town, with the clear weak spot on this team being the offense. This is a guy in a contract year, if you want to really break this thing down. And he's the most important position in football. And it is a year where he's got to drive this ship and he's got to get better. And he's not throwing. And it's, oh, man, just his own schedule. You know, his own personal schedule. Yeah,
shoulder shrug.
His football schedule.
Just a quarterback.
I mean, get the hell out of here.
No big deal, dog. Hey,
I told you, there's either been some kind of procedure done. There's some kind of soreness that they want. And at that point in time, I thought for sure the next time we see him, CJ's going to be throwing. And I'll be damned if I didn't go out there and CJ is handing the ball off, and then all of a sudden he takes his helmet off, takes his shoulder pads off, and puts his little sweater and his beanie on, which, by the way, we got to talk to my man. Wearing that damn beanie June the 4th in Houston.
I don't get it.
We got to get one of them. If it has something to do with the locks, man, he got to get one of them bands you got going on.
I can promise you it doesn't. Like, the beanie is not for the lock. Matter of fact, the beanie messes up the locks. Hopefully he's got one of these on under the beanie.
Okay.
Because otherwise, the beanie is going to mess it up.
Got it. Well, I don't know if anybody out there has not heard yet, but like I said, C.J. Stroud is not throwing. And the concern, I got a couple of, look, I don't want to make a mountain out of a molehill. It is the offseason. But there's something here, y'all. There's something here that needs to be discussed. There's something here that needs to be monitored. There's something here that, really, to be honest with you, the organization needs to control the narrative and control the story, which they didn't do a very good job of for the first week, but now they've come around. Here is D'Amico Ryans talking, finally letting the cat out of the bag about C.J. Stroud and why he hasn't been throwing at, I think, three practices over a week and a half that the media's been to. I'm assuming he hadn't thrown at the other ones either, but there's been several that the media's been a part of. We haven't seen him throw a ball, and here's D'Amico Ryans explaining why.
First off, I know everybody's going to ask, first is CJ not throwing again. There's no concerns with CJ. It's just general soreness. We're taking extra precaution with him, but he'll be good to go. No concerns on my end there. Really excited the way our guys are working and competing out at practice. When you see a good team, what excites me is you're seeing both sides make plays. Offense, defense, there's a lot of back and forth guys making plays. So really excited to see where our team are here in our second week of practicing. They're really growing, developing, taking the steps we need to take, and it's fun to watch.
For CJ, it'll be, like I said, he has general soreness, and we're just taking extra precaution with him. When he's ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
Do you have any work on his shoulder in the offseason?
That's it for CJ, guys. On the questions, that's it. When I said that's it for him, like his general soreness, and we're taking extra precaution with him. We're not going to rush him into anything. He'll be fine. When the moment is for him to be ready to go, he'll be ready to go.
D'Amico's such a good guy. He just ain't real comfortable with stretching the truth or hiding the truth exactly. Or lying, whatever you want to call it. He just ain't real comfortable with it. But I want to save that because I do want to come back to the silliness of the Texans. But the reality of it here, as a fan, the biggest concern here is that there is a concern with C.J. Stroud. And I got two of them for you, B. Scott.
All right.
I got two of them. One, I'm going to tell you, man, I've been a quarterback. I've been a guy that I am wired the way C.J. Stroud is wired from a standpoint of nobody's going to outwork me. When I'm playing, I threw 4 days a week in the summer with my receivers. Whichever receivers were in summer school, whichever one was there, my ass was on that field. Now, luckily, I had Anthony Lucas, who beat me there. Me and him were there every day. If anybody wanted to join us, cool. And I threw until, I mean, I couldn't throw no more. And there was never, knock on wood, there was never a level of soreness that kept me from throwing a football for over a week. Like that, you can make this as general soreness as you want. I don't know what level of general soreness a quarterback could have that would keep him from literally throwing a football for a week plus in any circumstance, much less a circumstance where you have a new offensive coordinator.
That's good, Clint, because I hadn't even thought about it that way, obviously, because I don't do this and don't have that experience. I think that is good insight from you as somebody that's actually done some sort of version of what CJ Stroud is doing, the workouts, the
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What it takes to be an SEC quarterback at the level that you were, you saying that is not this. So suffice it to say, that's not common. Right, to have that level of soreness.
Not just the way he's phrasing it, general soreness. Now, it would be common if he had some kind of procedure and he's just not cleared to throw yet, or he had some kind of procedure and he tried to get back into throwing and now that his body didn't, whatever he had done, didn't respond well and there's been soreness associated with some kind of procedure. That's a different animal. I've never had stitches. I've never been cut on. So I can't speak to that.
Or even if it's a sprain, a recent new sprain, that could be another thing. And I think that there is still kind of a window for that. We asked about procedure, but didn't I say is it you know, used to calling it soreness? Is it just is it some kind of sprain, a tweak that could also keep you limited?
Well, that's the number one thing of why this is a concern, because there's just the thought of just couching this thing as general soreness is a slightly better than. You know, everybody's got their own, on their own schedule, both their personal schedule and their football schedule, whatever that was. Like, they've stepped it up a notch in calling it general soreness, at least acknowledging that there's a reason why he's not throwing. But general soreness leads me to a spot where it's a reaction to throwing or a reaction to a weightlifting muscle got sore, where I don't know that I buy that when he's not throwing for a week plus at this point. Number two, or along with that one, is we don't know how long this has been going on.
Right.
Like, this is clearly a week and a half. It could have been a month. I don't know. So the not knowing how long. But number two, the other point here is the reason it's a concern, again, I'm wired in a way, was wired as a player in a way that C.J. Stroud is. If you tell me I'm a rookie and I'm coming in to learn a new system, or you tell me I'm a third-year guy and I got a new offensive coordinator come in and two young receivers and a new slot receiver that's going to be my lifesaver when I'm getting pressured, which is what I struggled with last year with tremendously.
And your offensive line is being remade completely.
Different center with the Andrews kid coming in.
Yep.
Right. Great point. Great ad, right? New offense, terminology, new players need reps. Young wide receivers need reps. CJ is wired in a way of like, I need those.
Right.
I got to have those. These are very important. And so, for him to go an extended period of time not getting those reps, There is a reason to a cause for pause here around this CJ Stroud shoulder. Now, the bigger picture, obviously, are we dealing with something that could be more serious with the Astros PTSD that we have? Is this something that could be more serious that could leak into training camp? Knock on wood, I hope not. But there is plenty of reason to have a discussion about CJ Stroud right now.
Let me give you this Nick Cayley quote before we get out of here and go to break, Clint.
Oh, this is it. I love it.
Everybody has a specific routine relative to their own routine, specific to whatever.
That man said, I mean, that. I had a nickel for every time I heard that.
That is.
He said that out loud, Clint.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, Here's the deal. If I ever have something come up, boys, and it's like people are interested in it, me, B. Scott, Sean, everybody that has a mic, even T, you, Figgy, we're going to sit down in the room and say, okay, boys, here's the message. And here's how we got to get this thing out, man.
We're not all just
going to stumble through these personal and whatever schedules. That ain't going to happen. But we'll see. All right, the Texans, again, they're in hot OTAs over there, man. The Texans are a big story in the city, man. The Texans, they got plenty of room to improve offensively in several spots. We've talked about these spots till we're blue in the face, right? None are bigger than, I think, leadership on the offensive side of the football, right? Let's look in the rearview mirror. Two guys last year with a C on their chest, right? They really weren't and aren't Nick Caserio and D'Amico Ryans type of guys. I'll explain and we'll discuss next right here on Sports Radio 16.
Grilling season is in full swing, and Whole Foods Market has the essentials to make summer meals simple, flavorful, and affordable. With great everyday prices across the store, it's easy to build a crowd-pleasing spread without sacrificing quality. The 365 by Whole Foods Market brand offers a wide selection of grilling favorites, like no antibiotics ever chicken thighs, ground beef, wild-caught salmon burgers, and uncured hot dogs. There are also plenty of sides to choose from, including organic salad kits, kettle cooked chips, tortilla chips, and bold zesty salsas. For toppings and marinades, look for organic condiments like no sugar added ketchup and yellow mustard, plus spice rubs and sauces to bring extra flavor. To round things out, pick up sparkling water, organic lemonade, and pints of ice cream, plus organic cake cones for an easy summer dessert. There are so many ways to save on summer grilling favorites at Whole Foods Market.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the misfits, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the biggest rule breakers in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about the wildest moments, toughest lessons, and why breaking the rules might just be the key to success. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.